MasterChef back to win. What a show it was last night. What a pressure test. Thanks to guest chef Peter Gunn. The black box looked like something out of Star Wars. Once smashed open, it contained something like 11 elements. 2 hours and 45 minutes to recreate the dish. And unfortunately, it came down to the wire between Sarah T and Sarah C. We got Sarah C, the Sarah Claire on the Dog and Bone. Very good morning to you, Sarah. How are you this morning?
Hey there. Good. How are you?
Great to catch up with you and thank you for joining us. What a pressure test. What a dish. And unbelievable. The pressure would have been on, I would have thought.
Yeah, it was definitely intense, that's for sure. I took one look at that tempered chocolate and just thought, oh goodness, I'm in trouble, and I was.
You certainly were, and like I say, it came down between yourself and also Sarah T, both missing elements of that particular dish. You were missing the chocolate soil. Unfortunately, you were sent home.
Yeah, chocolate soil. So, Who'd have thought I got sent home on chocolate soil?
So, I mean, obviously this is not the first time in the MasterChef kitchen. You've been in there before. So what are your thoughts second time round?
Oh, I had so much fun. It was amazing watching the new judges take the reins. It felt like a completely different show in a good way. I love watching them. The energy is so good. And so they kind of really pumped us all up whenever we go into a cook, which was great.
So Curtis Stone, Gordon Ramsay, other people coming into the competition. What were your highlights?
Cooking along with Gordon Ramsay, as stressful as it was pretty amazing. I really loved actually getting to use all the produce from the home growers. That's how I like to cook personally. I like to go out, see what's at the market, go and meet the people growing my food. So that was really cool. And they were standing there watching us cook and they were so proud of their produce and you could really taste it. So that was probably my ultimate highlight, I'd say.
I think season 10 was when you were in MasterChef the first time, but you haven't been idle. You obviously worked at the Fat Pig Farm alongside Matthew Evans. You had a series of pop-ups as well. What else is in the pipeworks?
I opened a restaurant, Ilya, down in Signet. Obviously, we're closed at the moment due to restrictions. You know, Tasmania really relies on tourism and there's not many tourists around at the moment. So when the borders reopen, hopefully people will be holidaying around Australia and just, you know, state to state, and hopefully we can reopen our doors and get some customers in. Won't be serving the black box, but food will be good.
I have no doubt. Shame to see you leave the competition, Sarah, but thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Lovely. Sarah Claire from MasterChef Back to Win's back on tonight, 7:30 after the project.